Today's reading is from, first reading is from Psalm 31, 1 through 5. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden from me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. The second reading comes from Luke 23, 44 through 49. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land unto three in the afternoon. While the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Christy, for the readings. Before we get into God's message for us, let us bow our heads in prayer. Merciful God, indeed, we bow before you humbly and acknowledge that you are our Creator. You created everything. We praise and worship you for that. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who on this day entered Jerusalem and on Friday gave his life for us on the cross. So as we anticipate the joy of Easter, we want to reflect today on these last words that he spoke from the cross, these words of love. My prayer, God, is that you will open our hearts, open our minds. We're all here for a particular reason. Maybe it's out of habit, or maybe it's because of Palm Sunday. Or maybe it's because our parents want us to be here, or whatever the case may be. I pray that you will again embrace us and let us know that we are here because you brought us here this morning. So we ask that you would now speak to us. We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. For the last 5 weeks, we have been focusing on Jesus' famous last words, his words of love from the cross. The pardoning word where Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The promising word, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise, that he spoke to one of the criminals hanging next to him. The faithful word, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? The compassionate word where Jesus said to his mother, woman, here is your son, where he said to John, the disciple, here is your mother. And last Sunday, the suffering word where Jesus said, I am thirsty. I'm thirsty. So today on Palm Sunday, which is also known as Passion Sunday, like I said before, we're looking at the sixth word of Jesus from the cross, and it is Jesus' dying word. It's a word of committal. It's a word of trust. It's a word where he says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I place my life in your hands, Father, I give you my life. I entrust my spirit into your hands. And after Jesus said this, he died. He breathed his last. And so what we see is that his dying words are faithful. They're full of trust in his Father. You know, in one of our Wednesday studies, we talked about the prodigal son, and I'm sure it's a story you all know very well, and how his father ran to him upon his return and welcomed him with open and loving and welcoming arms. And Jesus is trusting that in his death, his father will receive him in loving arms. And so here again, we have kind of like a paradox, you know, a paradox of faith, if you want to call it like that. Because earlier, Jesus had cried out in abandonment, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet here he now cries out in faith and trust, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And I think it's something that, you know, we can identify with in our own lives of faith. Because sometimes God can seem so distant and far, especially when we find ourselves in times of darkness and affliction, when we experience gloomy nights and days of difficulty, when we feel as if God has abandoned us. We all have those times when, you know, when God seems to be so far, and yet he stands ever near to embrace us in those strong and loving and welcoming arms. And he promised that he will never leave us or forsake us, that he's always with us and close to us. And so what we have here in these last moments on the cross is that Jesus trusted his Father. His trust is complete and unwavering. Even though he dies, he trusts. Even though he suffers, he hopes and believes. Even though the Father is silent and hidden, he still trusts and believes. But this dying word is not a sigh or a whisper. It's not a weak word of resignation by a man who's overcome by death. No, he shouts this word in a loud voice. He summons his strength and he shouts it to the highest heavens because he wants the whole world to know and hear what he has to say. Because he's the Son of the Father, born into our world to show us God's love for us. And he trusts his Father's mandate that sent him on this mission to the cross. And so carefully listen what I'm going to say next. Jesus is not overcome by death. Rather, he overcomes death by dying. Let me say it again. He overcomes death by dying on the cross. He's not overcome by death. And that's why the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? He says, where death is your power to hurt us? Our Savior has conquered death. You see, Jesus has taken the sting of death and the venom of the law of Moses that we just could not keep. He took that into his own flesh and he shed his own blood. And now he cries out in victory and in triumph as he commits his life to the Father who sent him. And so Jesus accomplishes victory over sin and death, and he will not waver even as he dies. He knows his life is in the hands of the Father. And with his final breath, Jesus shows himself to be the faithful Son, because he goes all the way. He completes the mission. Where we have failed, he has succeeded. Where we have sinned, he has proven sinless. Where we doubt, he remains strong. And he surrenders all to God the Father. Now, when I look at all of this in light of who I am and my life and my faith and my relationships, what I find is that, you know, I'm kind of self-absorbed, that I'm kind of self-oriented, that there's something, you know, in me that tends to resist this complete surrender, some struggle inside that wants me to not fully place my life in the hands of God. I resist the notion of fully and completely giving my life to the Father. And maybe when you think about your life and reflect on your own life, you might come to the same realization. It's as if we fight, you know, like crazy against the loving embrace of the Father. Because God wants to hold us. He wants to hold us close, but we are like a small child who's squirming and throwing a temper tantrum because they don't want to be held. Like the four-year-old who wants to let go of your hand when you are walking beside a steep cliff. We all want to be in control, you know. We want to be in power. We resent the idea that when it comes to most parts of our lives, we are really not sitting in the driver's seat. That we're actually sitting in the passenger seat, but we don't feel comfortable with the idea of Jesus at the wheel. Or like so many drowning victims, you know, we think we can swim to the shore ourselves. We don't need a lifeguard. We even resist the attempts to save us. We want it all on our terms. I mean, you know how it is in your life. How you bargain with God, how you find yourself in denial and all the transactions. It's as if we are willing to do anything except to let go and leave it to God, our loving Father, to hold us in safety. And that's what Jesus does. Here on the cross, he entrusts his life. He entrusts his mission and his death. He entrusts everything to his Father. He surrenders it and gives it all to God. And he says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And like many of his other words, they are rooted in the words of the Old Testament. Here it is, the words of Psalm 31 that we just read from earlier. Jesus speaks the words of David, for they are his words too. David says, in you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. And then he says, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord. Faithful God. David says, I entrust my life into your hands. I give you my life. God, I place myself in your care. I'm surrounded by my enemies, and I commit my life into your hands, O God. And Jesus, hanging in the darkness with the burden of humanity's sin hanging heavy upon him, commits his life to the Father. And as he does that, as he surrenders his life to his Father, as he places his life into the Father's hands, he does the same for you and for me. He entrusts us to God, the Father, as well. He gathers us into his death so that we might be gathered to him in our death. He gathers us into his death so that we can be gathered to him in our death. And this is Jesus' last word. As he's being humbled unto death in obedience to the law, this is the last word of his work that he began with his baptism, when his Father in heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and I'm very pleased with him." Now he's at the end of his mission. His work is completed. The scriptures are fulfilled. The redemption of the world is accomplished. And Jesus closes his eyes and breathes his last breath with a faithful and a trusting word, "Father, into your hands I now commend my spirit." And that's what we are called to do. Those of us who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, we are to surrender our lives to God. When we wake up in the morning, our prayer should be, "Father, you are in control, and today I place my life in your hands." And when we close our eyes at night and go to sleep, our prayer should be, "Lord, I surrender, and I give you my life." It's what we say and believe when we live, and it's what we believe and say when we die. "God, I entrust my spirit into your hands." So hold the cross of Jesus before your eyes always and have peace and joy, knowing that death has been swallowed up in the victory of Jesus' death. And so today we simply say, "Jesus, for your last triumphant cry, for your faithful trust to the end, for your final breath of the old creation, for your entrusting yourself and us to your Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Amen." Let us pray. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we want to acknowledge and confess that it's difficult and hard for us to completely surrender, to surrender all of our lives to you, to allow you to embrace us and hold us close, because so often we want to be in control and we hold you at a distance and we hold other people at a distance. May we indeed today again realize why Jesus came to earth and why he suffered and died on the cross and spoke these last words. It is for our sake. And so we praise him and thank him for making it possible for us to be in your presence and loved by you always. In his name we ask that your spirit will allow us and enable us to open our lives and our hearts for your embrace. And finally, we just say thank you that fear and death are no more, because Jesus conquered sin and death. And in his name, through our faith, we are forgiven. We thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.